Climb the hills down the same banks to the pine lot at your place. You would dream making hours usually late, but I always liked it at your own place.
The Grand Rapids band Antrim Dells is probably best known for their haunting melodies, soft acoustic guitars, and three-part harmonies.
We only have guitar, bass, drums, and piano as far as instruments goes. And so when you add three voices on top of that, it can like really open the sound up and add a lot more texture and depth to the music.
That's lead vocalist and guitarist Jacob Bullard. The band is Bullard, along with pianist Laura Hobson, bassist John Hansen, and drummer Brian Vortman. Almost all of them sing vocals. Bullard says the name Antrim Dells actually comes from Antrim County in Michigan, the county next to the one he grew up in. He says he wanted to capture the beauty of that place in his music.
When you grow up in a place, you don't really think about it that much. It's just where you're growing up. And then I went to college, and I would come home for the summertime, and I worked as a meter reader for a gas company. So I spent almost the entire summer outside and walking around by myself. Those summers were really cool, and just so much time walking around outside by myself. And you just can let your mind wander, and it's just so gorgeous in the summertime. Really temperate climate and lots of trees, hills.
On Saturday, Antrim Dells is having a release show for their new album called Given Name. Drummer Brian Vortman says, unlike their last CD, Given Name is more of a concept album. It's about how little control we have in our lives sometimes, like the name we're given at birth.
Things that are outside of our control that affect us and lead us to a certain place and spur us on to be the humans that we are. And but I think also it's a better representation of our band and our sound as a whole.
The song Not My Doing fits this idea best.
All my life, it's not my doing. I have all been given.
Bullard says he wrote it after seeing a homeless man near his Grand Rapids apartment. Though he saw a lot of poverty in that neighborhood, he says it felt like it all culminated into that moment.
Here I am walking out the front door with my MacBook in my bag and off to go get, you know, a cup of coffee and meet my friends at this, you know, gourmet restaurant for lunch, you know, like this happens, you know, and why is he not doing that? Why am I not the one lying there on the street outside of my front door, you know? And when you really, for me, when I really tried to think, rationalize why that is, I mean, I don't know. I just felt like all of the things that have placed me in the place that isn't his place weren't up to me. There's a certain amount of scariness, I think, that happens when you think about some of these things. But that doesn't mean that you have to end up in a scary place or that there isn't any kind of freedom or liberation that can come from exploring these things. Like, I've actually felt a large amount of, like, peace, actually, once I come to grips with the fact that, like, some of this stuff is happening.
In a few years, the band says they want to add more instruments and maybe up the tempo. But Vortman and Bullard say they don't want to leave behind what makes Antrim Dells, Antrim Dells.
There's a lot of music I'd like to play, but there's only a certain amount of music that is appropriate for Antrim Dells. You know what I mean? Like, we can't do everything. Not saying that we could. Like, you know, we're not going to play, like, psychedelic rock and roll, you know? Like, that's just not us.
You can see the release show for Antrim Dells' new album, Given Name, at Nice Gallery in Grand Rapids on Saturday. There's a link to the venue at WMUK.org.